Jesus said that we are to, thy will be done in earth. Well, that's what we're made out of. Fact is, that's what Jesus was made out of. In earth. What has the devil done to the earth? Poison. Everything that man has ever done, and listen, everything that the devil has done, he has done through one of God's individuals. And everything that God does, I mean, in the way of evangelization and building the cause of, he uses people to do it. When God got ready to write the Bible, he got a man. When he called preachers, he called some men. Man was the first thing that he ever made in the way of a human being. Well, there's a lad here. So he fed about 10 or 15 or 20,000. Then he said, gather up the fragments. Verse 12. Gather up the fragments. Now we'll skip those verses and come to verse 28 for a question. Then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? And you know, Nicodemus had an interest in the works of God, the miracles of God, the miracles of Christ. They said, what must we do? What should we do that we might work the works of God? Now, what is the answer? Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom you sent. Dear friend, that's exactly where we get in the miraculous business right there. That's where we enter over into the supernatural, is when we believe on Jesus Christ. Then we're in business with him, because he has become our Savior, and then what happens? He's to start working through us. Whatever God does is always supernatural or a miracle. What we do is natural, it's carnal, and it cannot please God, because he said, they that in the flesh cannot please God, but you're not in the flesh. But in the Spirit, if so be the Spirit of God dwelling in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, none of his. Now then, the question, do you believe in miracles? Do you believe in modern miracles? I mean, and man's performed a lot of them, look like. I mean, man's the most miraculous thing he's ever been. I mean, man just got, he's got to thinking of some little old batteries and so forth, and made a telephone, and now then, you can pick up a receiver here, and you can dial 1, plus the area code, plus, the number over there, and all of a sudden, of course, the operator comes in and says, what's your number? And that's the trick about it right there. I mean, that's exactly where Mr. Bell comes in. Now, if they'd just stay off the line and leave us alone, it'd be a lot cheaper for us, wouldn't it? But you know what made them do that? That's money. That's money. That's progress. See? There's no such thing as progress in America unless there's some money attached to it. But, thank God, you can make spiritual progress and be flat busted, but you'll have all you need if you live for God. Now, that's wonderful. Brother, God said, I'll never leave my children without their needs being supplied. I believe that more than ever did. I've never known of anything just like I've seen. And I praise the Lord for it. We're living in destitute times with a lot of people.